4-4, Episode 2, Scherzo, by Sarah Woolley.
Help! Somebody help!
For God's sake, stop making such a fuss!
I can't breathe!
Paul, can you help me here? Grab the other side. I can't hold him up.
Excuse me, my friend. He's not...
having a heart attack, and I am not your friend.
Name it Ketchy if you're Zitzer, and then come and badly pay.
Sorry, what?
She's speaking Flemish.
Do you speak English?
Je parle français.
Help
me. That would be a no, then.
Help me, just please. Heart attack.
Archie,
heart attack.
Do you know any Flemish?
What about trying French?
Je suis Sky.
She doesn't need to know your name. Heart attack. I'm having a heart
attack. Shut up, Fergus.
Oh, I can feel it here in my chest.
Please, try to stay upright.
Paul.
Yes?
French?
What?
Can you speak French?
Oh, a bit, but I'm not very...
Try.
Mon ami, le bas est malade. Il est en train de faire une crise cardiaque.
No, it's not a heart attack. He's taken something.
Un ticket, s'il vous plaît. Asseyez-vous. On va demander à quelqu'un de venir vous voir tout de suite.
Ticket.
Oh, we have to have a ticket.
A ticket?
Number 309.
But I'm having a heart attack. This is A&E, isn't it?
Please, it's an urgence.
Je sais bien. Prenez un ticket et complétez ce formulaire. On vous verra dès que l'on pourra.
To be seen, we have to fill in a form.
I'll be dead before I finish filling in a form. Okay. Emergency!
Let's sit down over here. Right, come on.
Paul, please. Lovely. Do you think you can fill in the form for us?
I can try.
I'm sorry about this. I know it was your first concert and you did really, really well. And I know right now what we should be doing is getting drunk and celebrating, but we'll have a fantastic time in Italy, I promise.
Sky, I just want to say...
What's happening with the bloody form?
Oh, I better...
Sure. Fergus, stop making such a fuss.
Vous avez un stylo, s'il vous plaît.
Ah, voilà.
Merci.
Oh, he's so clever. I wish I could speak French.
Me too. Sometimes on days like these, don't you wish we'd gone to school?
We have other skills.
Not useful ones.
He played brilliantly tonight. Those flying runs. We must do everything to hang on to him.
I'm going to be sick.
For me, you're not.
Take deep yogic breaths, Fergus. Close one nostril, and then breathe in.
Like.
Since when did you know all about yogic breathing?
I've got an app.
Right.
Close the other one.
They are going to try and get you seen right away, but we still need to fill in the form. What is your date of birth?
7th of June, 1977.
Next of kin.
It's me.
You?
Yes, just put me.
Don't you dare.
Sorry?
Put my mother, Josephine McGuinness.
Isn't there a famous soprano called Josephine McGuinness?
Yeah, that's his mother.
Your mother is Josephine McGuinness?
But you don't talk to your mother, Fergus. You haven't talked to her for over 20 years.
Look, just fill in the form, Paul, so it can be seen by a doctor.
But Josephine McGuinness is...
Fill in the form!
Blood type.
Nostril.
I'm sorry, Sky, but how on earth do you know so much about...
Who's he?
Drunk alert.
Well, it is a Saturday night. I suppose A&D on a Saturday night is pretty much the same anywhere.
Are you talking to me? Hey, clean in deep.
What the hell?
Dos di sole osse o nivita.
What have I done?
Out! Natale! You make no betale!
Get off!
What? Permit me butio!
I don't understand. Who are you?
Ask a nivita this hook, eh? Donami guvi owen, eh?
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, hang on! Look at the cab driver!
Oh, yes!
Oh, is he the cab driver?
What?
Is he the cab driver who brought us here?
See you, the beast! In your grief, the pet! Chiamade! Vio!
Not my violin!
He's here!
What? The taxi driver, did you pay him?
What was I supposed to pay?
Will somebody please help me?
Shut up, Fergus!
Didn't make me. Ha, goodbye.
No, stop him.
He's got
stop
my violin.
Pay him!
No.
Pay him. No. You have to pay him!
Wait. Stop him!
309?
309?
Excuse me. Is that moi? Do you want to see moi?
What's on there?
Oh, no, but I don't. If you could just... Paul? Oh, for the...
A panic attack.
See?
No.
The symptoms of a panic attack can feel very similar to that of cardiac arrest. Heart palpitations, for example.
But my arm and my... I have a pain here, doctor, and my hands. I'm still shaking.
It could also be a number of other things. Angina, for example, or high blood pressure, or perhaps something you have eaten.
There was a sausage.
A sausage?
Bratwurst.
A German sausage?
Yes.
Ah.
He got it from the street vendor.
So it could be food poisoning or just indigestion.
Indigestion? This feels a hell of a lot worse than indigestion.
Just tell him what you've taken, Fergus.
Taken?
He took drugs, Doctor.
What kind of drugs? Street drugs?
I haven't taken anything. She is obsessed with the idea
just
that I...
Just tell the truth, otherwise you are wasting their time.
Are you Mrs. McGuinness?
God, no. No, look. We were about to play a concert. One he didn't particularly want to play.
There were five people in the audience.
Five?
It seats 250.
Oh.
He disappeared, and when he came back, he...
Oh, I feel like I'm going to...
Tell him what you've taken, Fergus, for God's sake!
You must stay calm. Both of you, please. Wait here. I'll be back in a moment.
Oh, no, but Doctor, don't leave me.
Please, breathe into this.
What is it?
A sick bag. Here, deep breaths.
Like this?
Exactly.
Why is everyone just telling me to breathe? I am close to death here.
Why are you doing this, Fergus? Huh? Is it for attention? To get my attention?
Oh, that's right. Because this is all about you, isn't it?
You think I don't know what you're up to? You are so bloody predictable. This is about Paul.
Paul? Of course this isn't about Paul.
But it's about something, isn't it? Well, oh no. Please don't tell me this isn't about...
Don't you dare say his name.
I knew it. I bloody knew it. When are you going to accept that you and
you
I...
You think you can just start again, don't you? That it's that easy. Clean slates, pretend it never happened, everything will be all right. Well, it won't. That's why I'm having a heart attack from all the stress of it.
Oh, my goodness. I need to put you on this.
What is it?
It's a machine to measure heart rate. It will only take a few moments. Now you need to lie down, and I need you to remove your jacket and shirt.
Will it hurt, Doctor?
No.
There really is no need for this.
Oh, shall we let the medical professional be the judge of that?
Just tell him what you've taken, then none of this will be happening.
Please, no more arguing.
How long will all this take?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Oh, and then we can go.
It will depend on the results.
So you do think there is a problem?
Look, Doctor, we are musicians in a quartet. A string quartet. Mm-hmm. A week ago we didn't have a first violin. Now we have a brilliant one. Top class. This evening we performed together for the first time and it was extraordinary. Ah. Something truly magical happened. And as a result of this, we have managed to secure a gig at a very important festival. There'll be lots of really important people at this festival. It's a unique opportunity for us to relaunch ourselves. Mm. This festival takes place once a year in Lucca.
Oh, that's in Italy.
It is. The gig is on Monday.
This Monday?
Yes. Now, today is Saturday night.
Sunday morning, actually.
Sunday morning, okay. And we need to fly out to Italy tomorrow. I just want to be sure that we'll all be out of here by then.
Well, that will depend on the results of this test. You know, I am a huge fan of your kind of music.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I know a little bit about string quartets.
Oh!
I am a great follower of, I don't know if you know them, the Hoffman. Have you heard of them?
The Hoffman?
Yes. Ah, they are the best. I love to see them play. I have all their recordings.
The Hoffman.
I went to see them when they played here last month. It was a great pleasure.
The Hoffman played Brussels last month?
Oh, yes.
Where?
What?
Where exactly in Brussels did the Hoffman play?
Oh, it was the Flagey, of course.
Flagey? That's a pretty important venue.
Oh, yes. The Hoffman are famous. I had to beg for tickets.
Is that me?
Wait one moment, please.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Fergus, if I miss playing this gig because of you, I will personally put my hands around your throat and kill you myself.
Oh, that is definitely me. Help. Oh.
I swear to God, if one more person kicks my violin...
I think I might go and see if they've got a vending machine round here.
What? Are you hungry?
No. I just like vending machines. Would you like anything from the vending machine?
No. No, I wouldn't. Thank you.
Okay. Well, won't be long.
Archie, can I ask you something?
Is it vending machine related?
No.
Oh.
It's about your sister.
Go on.
She knows a hell of a lot about Fergus, doesn't she?
Does she?
When I was filling in that form... I mean, how does she know his blood group, for example, and his date of birth?
We've done this quite a few times, Paul.
We've done what?
Ended up in A&E on a Saturday night.
Really?
Not always with Fergus. I mean, mostly with Fergus, but... You won't have noticed this about Skye, because she doesn't on the surface give the impression of being a person who is particularly organised. But it's important that she's in charge, and she likes to have the facts at her fingertips. That way, when we get into these little situations, as we often seem to do, she has all the right information at the ready.
So Skye and Fergus, they aren't... I mean, for a minute there, I thought they might be...
What?
...together.
Is that a problem?
Yes! I mean, no. No. It's just that before I agreed to join the Benjamin Skye, she... Well, she assured me she didn't have a boyfriend.
She assured you?
She didn't use those exact words,
Are you in love with my sister, Paul?
What? No, of course not.
Because that can happen. In fact, it happens a lot.
It does.
Before you accepted the job as our new first violin, did anyone have a conversation with you about Skye and Fergus?
No.
Hmm.
What?
It might have been wise. Look, do you think we can discuss this after I've been to the vending machine?
No!
Okay, well, things are... complicated.
So they are in a relationship?
No.
Good.
I mean, not now.
So they were?
Yes.
I knew it. I bloody knew it. Were they together long?
15 years.
15 years?
It felt like a lot longer, to be honest. That last year, oh. Now they just hate each other. Full on mutual loathing.
But that's... This is a quartet, Archie. We are supposed to be... How can they work together? Play together?
Oh, there's no worries on that front. The music... That's all fine. In fact, since they split up, we play better. It's all a lot more emotional, heavy, fraught. That's perfect for Tippett.
I'm sorry, but why did nobody think to mention this to me? 15 years, it's a... I should have been told.
I understand that you may have a few questions.
More than a few.
Do you think it could wait until after I've been to the vending machine?
Well, I suppose it makes a change from the bathroom.
Sorry, what's that?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Right, keep an eye on the instruments, won't you?
Tatoni! Tatoi!
Do you mind? That's a Batista you're stepping on.
When do you think you'll be back?
Who?
The doctor. I'm sure I've been on here longer than half an hour.
Can you stop talking, please? I'm trying to tweet.
That's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm letting my followers know we'll be playing in Lucca tomorrow.
Is that wise? We may not make it. And you shouldn't even be using a mobile phone in a hospital. It could be interfering with the machines. My machine!
If only. By the way, you're looking a bit out of shape. It's been a while since I've seen you with your shirt off. Time you joined a gym.
Look, why don't you just shove off and leave me in peace? I'd rather die alone than have to put up with this.
I'm not letting you out of my sight. Without a second violin, we won't be playing in Lucca on Monday, and we are most definitely playing in Lucca on Monday. I know you, Fergus. If I leave you alone for 5 minutes, you'll be off somewhere getting up to no good, like some dirty old dog.
If I'm going to have an operation, I'd like you to be honest with me about a few things.
Oh, Fergus.
There are many risks involved in major surgery. Before I go under, I would like to know the truth.
The truth? About what?
About what you did.
When we broke up, you implicitly said to me, no details.
I know, but I've changed my mind. Now I'm contemplating my own mortality. What? Am I not allowed one dying wish? Just tell me how long.
A week, okay? That's all, a week. It started when you went home for Christmas last year. I stayed in London and so did he. It's a funny time, that period between Christmas and New Year. Poets or Germans, they should give it a name. I was at a low ebb. You had once again taken off because you needed space or some such excuse. And he was...
Please, I don't need to know any more.
I thought you just said it was your dying wish.
It went on for a week. That's all I need to know.
Not really anything to get hysterical over, really, when you think about it, is it?
Except...
Oh, can we stop talking about this, please? The reason why it happened in the first place has a lot more to do with you than it does with me.
Oh, it does it?
I just think, Claire, that there's so much I don't know. Oh. So much that I've not been made aware of. First, Fergus and Skye. 15 years is a long time. And another thing, Fergus's mother is Josephine McGuinness. Yes, I think someone ought to have made me aware of that because, you see... How can I compete with that? So what I'm saying, Claire, is that I really think it would be better if I called it a day now.
Oh,
and...
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I am aware of that, but you answered your phone.
Only because you rang it. Look, I really think this is not the time.
She assured me that she didn't have a boyfriend.
Who did?
Skye!
Paul, I don't really know what this has got to do with.
And another thing, her brother, the viola player, he is very strange. He spends all his time in the bathroom. He has a thing for vending machines, and nobody told me the arrangements when it came to touring. There's no hotel accommodation. Mm-hmm. They scam tickets on the train. I am an anxious person, Claire. When I was 12, I have an official letter from my GP saying that I shouldn't be subjected to...
Paul, where the hell are you?
Oh, a hospital.
A hospital?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, on the outskirts of Brussels.
Why are you in a hospital in Brussels at 1 a.m?
Well, you know how we played that concert in the university?
Yes, yes.
And the man came backstage and offered us the gig in Lucca on Monday.
Yes, and I spent the evening sorting out the flight.
Well, after that, Fergus had a heart attack.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. Fergus, he had a heart attack. It was an absolute nightmare. When we got here, nobody could speak English, and I stepped in with my schoolboy French, and then a taxi driver, he tried to steal my violin. But this is exactly the sort of thing I'm talking about. When it comes to the Benjamin, I... Claire? Claire?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Gershwin.
Oh, too easy. Brain tumour.
Delius.
Syphilis, I believe.
Correct.
Next.
Malar.
Bacterial endocarditis.
Very good. Purcell.
Hypothermia.
Tchaikovsky.
Suicide.
It says here it was cholera. Oh,
really? I think you'll find he took a drink of bad water knowing that it would give him cholera, hence suicide. Am I right?
I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
Okay. Sati.
Drink.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
What are caused by drink?
Revel.
Blow to the head leading to frontotemporal dementia?
Well done. LeClaire.
Oh, I know this one. Hans and I, we played the sonata for two violins in E minor.
That's right, but how did he die?
Hans?
No. Leclerc.
It was murder.
Hello?
Scott, it's Claire.
Oh, Claire,
hi. Fergus had a heart attack.
Countdown? What?
Fergus, heart attack!
He was on a machine.
Oh, a life support machine.
No, an
ECG. Why didn't you tell me? You should have called me immediately.
But, Claire, it's 2 a.m.
Can he speak?
Yes, of course he can speak.
Well, put him on right now, please.
Okay, hang on. It's Claire.
What does she want?
To talk to you. She sounds very stressed.
Well, how does she even know I'm here?
No idea.
Hello?
Fergus?
Yes?
Oh, thank God you're all right. For a minute there, I thought...
Claire, there's no need to...
Oh, my darling.
Skye, would you mind?
What?
Leaving us to talk alone for a minute.
Why? She's my agent too. What's she got to say to you that I can't be part...
Please.
All right, but don't go anywhere.
Fergus, are you there?
Go!
Fergus, oh God, please don't have collapsed in some Belgian hospital with a cord on the floor.
I'm fine, Fergus, sorry.
Darling, are you all right? I couldn't bear to lose you, my gorgeous Celtic warrior.
Okay, well, they're running from Celtic, Claire.
You saved me. You have...
Hey.
Any news?
I was worried you might have left.
Oh, really? Nope. Still here, waiting? How's Fergus?
Fergus? Oh, he's fine. I've left him talking to Claire.
Oh, Claire.
Yes, somehow she found out we were here. What?
I called her.
You did? Oh, you didn't need to. She has a tendency to panic. I mean, not about me and Archie, but when it comes to Fergus, he's her golden boy.
Why?
Honestly? I have no idea. Where's Archie?
Archie?
Yeah.
He went to find a vending machine, but that was a while ago now.
Oh, the vending machine. He likes them.
He does. Any idea why?
Well, when we were younger, I used to take him to swimming, which of course he hated. But as a treat, at the end, he always got something from the vending machine. Now, when he goes to public places where there might be a vending machine opportunity, he always tries to seek them out. It makes him feel better. I think he finds it comforting. In fact, at one point, he did consider a career as the man who fills the vending machines, but he picked up the viola instead. Did you call Claire because you wanted to get out of your contract?
Actually, I don't have a contract.
Really?
Really.
This hasn't been the most... auspicious start, has it? And I suppose if I were you, I'd be wondering what I got myself into.
I know about you and Fergus.
Ah. Did Archie tell you?
Yes.
It's all over. You know that, don't you?
Is it, though? I mean, not that it's any of my business. I'm only thinking about the music.
Look, Paul, if I could turn back time and do things over again, I never would have got involved with Fergus. I was young. I met him at college, then we formed the quartet. He's arrogant, difficult, and spoilt. He's the biggest mistake of my life. But? What we have as musicians, it works. It really works. When we asked you to join, I didn't tell you about Fergus because it really is ancient history. When we met you, we wanted to start afresh, and we have. And last night, you were a marvel.
I was?
It's because of you that we got that booking in Italy. You know that, don't you?
Well,
Oh, there you are.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been wandering about for ages. All these corridors look the same. Here, I've been raiding the vending machines of Brussels.
Ah, Ripple crisps. I love these.
Here you go, Paul. Catch.
Oh, I'm fine, actually.
That's Gillian chocolate.
I'd rather have a Mars bar.
Then you have rather parochial taste in confectionery, Paul. What's the news on Fergus?
He's in a cubicle. They've hooked him onto an ECG machine.
He's okay, though?
Yeah, he's fine. We should practice, you know? At least try and bash through the pieces for tomorrow.
But we can't rehearse without Fergus.
It's not ideal, I know, but we really should at least take a look at the Haydn.
Oh, is it the Opus 74 in C major?
Oh, yes. You know it.
Of course.
I know we all know it, but we've never played it through with Paul, and
I'm worried if time gets tight, we won't get a proper look at it.
We could cut it.
Oh, no, no, no. It always goes down so well.
Well, hang on. Are you suggesting we rehearse somewhere in the hospital?
Well, if we want to sound vaguely decent tomorrow night, we'll have to. It won't do any harm, will it? Just a case of finding somewhere.
There's something rather resonant about this cupboard.
There's not much room, is there? I've got some vigorous bowing halfway through.
Let's just try it, shall we?
Yeah, but the Hoffman have rehearsed a cupboard about a second violin.
You'd be wise never to mention the Hoffman, Paul.
Oh?
We have a number of Nemesia. Top of the list is the Hoffman.
Really? Why?
Let's just give this a bash, shall we? After three...
Are you sure this is going to work? Don't we all need to play together here? I mean, without Ferguson...
God, Paul, you are so bloody risk-averse.
No, I'm not.
You are a bit.
Excuse me?
And that's coming from Archie. Try not to second-guess everything, OK? I know it's not ideal without a second violin, but it's just a bash through. Yeah?
After three, then?
One, two...
Three... Can't breathe.
Oh, don't you start. We can't have another one thinking they're having a heart attack.
If we could just try at the beginning again.
I can't play in a cupboard.
It was a bit pants, wasn't it?
We've never been through it before, that's all.
I've never played that so badly. Well, this has been devastating for my confidence, I must say.
Look, I know playing without a second violin in a cupboard in a hospital isn't ideal.
Are you seriously suggesting that we play this piece in a concert tomorrow?
Not in the shape it's in.
It's
no,
because
but
we didn't have Fergus. That's all.
There is no way I am playing that for a paying audience. You can forget it. Haydn will be turning in his grave. We sounded like we were back at school, primary school.
Skye, I did think you slowed down a bit in the middle section.
Only three of us
somewhere
were playing. What do you expect? Oh. Without Fergus,
look. He must be all right by now, mustn't he? You said yourself that he was fine. Can't we go and get him, spring him out or something?
What, and drag him into the cupboard?
No. Let's just check him out of here and leave. Then we can get to a hotel, rest up and perhaps get some practice in before the flight.
OK. Can you remember the way back to the ward?
Where are we?
I thought the sign was pointing that way.
Haven't we already been down this bit? This place is like a maze.
Oh, don't talk to me about mazes.
Why?
Early music recital,
1970. Stop!
Never ever mention the name Telemann.
Have you stopped talking about mazes?
Yes, yes, uncover your ears. Look, what if we retraced our steps? I think we've come too far.
Oh, we took a wrong turning at gynecology outpatients.
I thought you could read the signs, Paul.
Well, I can, but this place is so confusing.
Oh, Fergus, where the hell are you?
Let's try retracing our steps. Look for the vending machine. This is definitely it.
Are you sure?
100%.
I suppose there could be two vending machines on the ground floor.
Oh, hang on. This is not the one I use. Look, this one has Etna marshmallows and Lutta Longfizz.
So what do we do now?
Has he got a phone? We could ring him.
Oh, why didn't we think of that earlier?
My phone's gone. Oh, no, hang on. I gave it to Fergus.
What did you do that for?
Claire rang, didn't she?
Claire?
She was really panicking. Look, can you ring him?
Yeah. Do I ring him or you?
Either. It doesn't matter. Just try anything.
Oh, his is off.
Try mine.
No, straight to voicemail.
Well, that's a worry. Why is he not picking up?
Or maybe he can't get a signal.
It worked before.
Unless.
What?
Oh, nothing. Let's just keep looking, shall we?
Would it be completely inappropriate for me to get those marshmallows?
Not there.
Shit.
Where the hell is he?
This is what I was worried about. Maybe they moved him.
Maybe this wasn't the right cubicle.
No, it is. Number 39. He was in here, I swear.
So then maybe he's gone looking for us.
Can you hold my chair? Excuse me, the man who was in here, well, we think he was in here, Fergus, Monsieur McGuinness, do you know where he went?
One moment, yes. Doctor, the monsieur...
He's all right, isn't he?
Paul, can you make out what they're saying?
Ooh, bits of it.
And?
Something about surgery. he left 5 minutes ago.
Where to?
It was an emergency. His heart.
Really?
I think we might have to reconsider Luca.
Which way?
This way.
No!
Oh. What does that sign say over there?
Theatre, 8th floor. Come on.
Are you sure?
Yes. Right. Come on, in the lift.
Oh, wait.
What?
I'm not going in there.
What?
Archie doesn't do lifts.
What do you mean?
I don't do lifts.
But why?
Mazes, lifts. It's all about being trapped.
Yeah, I got stuck in one once in Reykjavik. It was...
Oh, for God's sake!
It's fine, we'll take the stairs.
It's 8 floors and you're carrying a cello.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm used to it. Been schlepping about with this thing on my back since I was 12.
Sorry about this, Paul.
Why do I have a really bad feeling about this?
Oh, my life. How many more floors?
I don't know. Is this number 4? Why is there no signs, markings?
Because only an idiot would take the stairs.
No. No, I'm going to have to stop, I'm afraid. Oh, no, I think I'm going to have a heart attack.
If we had just taken the lift.
I told you I don't do lifts.
Archie, you're soaking wet. Here, Paul, help me get this instrument off the wall. Yes. There. That's better. Oh. You all right?
No. Oh, God. I think I probably need to lose some weight.
That might be wise.
Do you think I'm fat, Paul?
Well...
Oh, you do.
Archie.
Oh, I wish I was dead. Oh. No.
Come on, Arch. You're tired, you're emotional, you've eaten too many crisps. Let's not get maudlin.
I hate myself.
You always feel like this after exercise.
I can't even get up a few flights of stairs without collapsing. What's become of me? I'm going back to Weight Watchers when we get home. Or maybe that diet with the tiny little packets of space food in the post.
Would it be better if you just went back down and Paul and I tried to find Fergus alone?
Now, that sounds like a plan.
Oh, poor Fergus. He's the one who needs our help. You don't really think I'm fat, do you, Paul?
Well, I...
Of course he doesn't. He thinks you're lovely. Don't you, Paul? In fact, Paul was telling me earlier on how much he admires you. Isn't that right, Paul?
Really?
Of course. You, Archie, are the reason Paul is still here. He thinks you're marvellous.
Gosh. Really? Well, I'm very moved, Paul. Very moved.
Here, now, come on. Take my hand. Oh. All right.
Right, yes.
Let's start again, shall we?
Do you have brothers and sisters, Paul?
No. I'm an only child.
Well, from now on, consider us your family.
I don't...
Lead on, brother.
Horrific. I think I'm starting to see things.
What sort of things?
I can't explain it, it's all sort of abstract.
Is there anything else I should know about? You know, for future reference, any other little phobias, quirks, idiosyncratic, annoying,
weird
habits?
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Okay, that's not really what I meant, but
and
whatever.
Pine nuts. Oh, and I'm scared of heights. I can't cross bridges. Water on either side, I can't even contemplate that.
Sorry, I asked.
I'm also scared of dogs, thunder and lightning, injections, dentists, birds, all the usual.
Birds?
Specifically small birds. Our mother had a pair
don't!
Sorry.
He's really not keen on pigeons either.
Oh, who is? Oh, wait a minute. Oh. Oh, look! Oh, this is it, isn't it? This is the 8th floor.
Is it?
I think so, yes.
Are you sure? Oh,
look, there's a sign. Theatre this way.
Might there not be several theatres in a hospital? Are you sure this would be the right one?
Let's at least find someone we can ask.
You do know they won't just let us in, don't you? They aren't going to let you barge into the scene of major heart surgery.
Of course, I'm not mad.
Oh, just wanted to check.
Oh, it won't open!
It's on a buzzer. We'll have to be let in.
Well, press it then.
A.
What?
That's an A.
Is it?
Huh. Hey.
See? Wait a minute. Before we go in there, I...
What? What's the matter?
What if he's dead?
Who?
Fergus!
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Just for... What if he's... dead?
Sky, look, I think that's highly unlikely.
I'm sorry, but I need... to get out of here, I need fresh air.
No, Skye. No, Skye, we don't want to lose you too. Skye, come back.
Oh, be all right.
What are we going to do?
Look, I'm sure he will be fine.
But what if he's not, Arch? The last thing I said to him was, oh, it was so cruel.
No, don't think about that. Don't
he
worry
and
about
I, him. We were together a long time.
15 years.
If he's gone, then... oh, it'll be the end of... everything.
Look, let's not jump to conclusions. English wasn't their strong point, and my French isn't perfect, and my Flemish is non-existent. Let's just go back and look for him and everything...
Paul.
Yes?
Would you call Claire and tell her what's happening?
Me?
I think she ought to know what's going on here.
Why?
We just ought to keep her informed.
Okay. All right, well, give me a minute.
Hold my hand.
There. Better?
Always.
Hello. Claire? Yes, it's Paul. Yes, look, we have some news.
No.
Oh, shh, come here. Shh.
It's about Fergus. What's that? He's where? Low blood sugar.
That's what they said.
Brought on by?
Eating that sausage after, taking rather a lot of something illegal.
Oh, dear. Oh,
so it was an heart attack?
No. Although it's certainly felt like one.
Do you have any idea of the trouble you've caused?
Look. How was I to know you were looking for me? It's not my fault they told you I was in the operating theatre.
How many times did I tell you to be honest and fess up about what you'd taken? But you steadfastly refused to admit that
I've taken loads of stuff before and this has never happened. Ugh. It must have been, I don't know, cut with some dodgy Belgian chemicals.
I think it's unfair to blame the Belgians, Ferg.
I hate you. You do know that.
Yes. And I believe you have hated me for quite a number of years now.
From now on, you don't speak to me, you don't look at me, you just stay out of my way. Paul, I think before he can leave, he needs to sign a form. I'm going to call Claire, and then can you make sure you and Archie join me out front? We'll all get a cab to the hotel, try and get a few hours rest, and then we might make it to Lucca.
When are we going to practice?
Practice?
The Haydn. We've never done it with Paul.
Oh, well, we could do it now before we head off. It's easy enough. Sky!
I told you, don't speak to me!
That's Donut.
What made you confess?
Claire. She told me to tell them everything. Thought it was for the best.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hey, Paul. Sorry about... Not the best way to kick off the new lineup, is it?
Well, quite frankly, no.
A promise to be as good as gold from now on, honestly.
That doesn't solve our Haydn problem, though, does it? We all need to practice together. Oh,
she'll come round, she always does.
We can practice at the hotel before we leave.
Yeah. Well, we better, or you'll be looking for a new first violin.
Paul.
I'll see you both out front, Paul.
Oh, bloody hell. He seems a bit pissed off.
Well, he's quite
sensitive, is Paul.
Oh, you don't say. You think he'll stick around?
After the night we've had, I wouldn't count on it. I don't think he's realised yet that as a quartet we spend quite a lot of time together.
You think he'll head off when he does?
I'll do everything in my power to prevent it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Fond of him already, are you?
Don't be daft. He's far too young for me.
Be careful, Arch. Don't want another broken heart.
Talking of which, Claire.
What about her?
Oh. My sister has no idea, you know.
And that's the way we ought to keep it.
Hello?
Forms filled in?
Yes, all done.
Thank you for that.
Oh, it's chucking it down.
You should try living in India during the monsoon season. Or Seattle. I lived there with my mother for a year when she was dating a glassblower. Almost beat Scotland on the rain front.
I'm not like you lot. I haven't travelled much. I think you ought to know that. In fact, this was my first time abroad.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, Paul, really? Surely you went on trips with the school? Orchestras go everywhere now, don't they?
Oh, not mine.
Are you sure the taxi's come round here?
Look, a sign right there. That one I can read. Le taxi. Oh.
Where's the hotel?
Claire said it's near the airport.
Oh, that's handy. Means we can get a few hours' kip. Then we can be on that plane to Italy.
I looked up the weather, by the way. Oh. It's wall-to-wall sunshine.
Gosh, that would be nice.
See, Paul, it can be fun. It will be fun.
What about singing through the Highland?
I'm sorry.
While we're waiting, it would be a good use of our time, no? And it might make you feel better, Paul. Now, what was the bit you were struggling with?
All of it. The beginning, mainly.
Fine. So, where shall we go from? The top. Da-dum. Yeah? I promise, it will help.
All right.
There. Feel better about that, Paul?
Yes, actually. Thank you.
See, I'm not so bad after all. In fact, I'm a reformed character after my brush with death.
You feeling all right?
You know what? I've never felt better. It's like I'm a new man.
Hang on a second. Fergus?
Yeah?
Where's your violin?
In 4-4, Episode 2, Scherzo by Sarah Woolley. Paul was played by Alistair Hankinson. Fergus by Simon Donaldson. Archie by Robin Lane. And Skye by Shauna MacDonald. Claire, the nurse and receptionist, were played by Karen Barkey. And the taxi driver and the doctor by Kenny Blythe. All music was played by the Edinburgh Quartet. 4-4 was created by Robin Brooks and Sarah Woolley and is a BBC Scotland production directed in Glasgow by Gaynor McFarlane.
And we return to the Explorer.